Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Auntie Wendy.
Auntie, are you mad?
No, but young like, man.
It's out of respect.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
Good to see you.
You too.
All right, so what are we doing Consumer Watch today? Well, I did tease it. We're going to do masks.
Yes, I'm sorry, but it has been quite a big development. So, I've done two flights since COVID, last week and this week. This week was with my sister, my daughter rather. I wish it was with my sister as well. But she's an American, she can't get here.
Yeah.
So I sat next to a man who used a buff as a mask, as many people do. And for the duration of the two-hour flight, he had it around his neck or pulled up
just below his nose,
but mostly off. And every time a cabin attendant walked past, which wasn't often, he would surreptitiously then just pull it up over his nose. Mm. And eventually I said, you know, that's not just for the cabin attendant, right?
Yeah.
And I got the...
Oh, did you actually
address the previous flight, I saw a lot of non-adherence, and I just thought, I've seen those videos, as I said last week, I'm not going to be that person that now risks the big, you know, F-bombs and everything else and causes a scene and it gets videoed and whatever. So, but this time I just quietly said, and he just completely blanked me. And then I said, it's just disrespect, and I got blanked again, and that was it. And then the flight landed.
And because the flights are so full,
they're absolutely
we don't have the option
full.
Of saying, excuse me,
exactly.
I want to sit next to a safer
well,
person.
Well, there is the last row where the airlines aren't allowed to book that last row of the plane for if someone falls ill or if someone is not adhering and the passenger feels unsafe, they could move you to there. But anyway, he then took the buff off completely when we landed, connected and made a long phone call, just sitting
like a foot and a half away
to some people it's like, oh, you know, we're all over it, get over it. But, you know, the story is that in countries to the north of us, where they've just gone through Northern Hemisphere, July, August
reopened
holidays,
economy,
reopened. Anyone who's
holiday.
Following the story will know if you look at their graphs, second wave, big time, and they're going back into lockdown,
but they, this
which
is
we
the
don't
scary
want.
Thing is the places like Spain and UK.
Ooh, Denmark.
The second wave is worse than the first
galloping,
wave.
Galloping,
And I wish I was sitting next to that man on the plane with you, and I would have turned to him and said something like, did you enjoy level one lockdown? Did you enjoy not being able to leave your house for 6 weeks unless you had a permit to go to the shops?
Forget
Do you want that back? Because that's what these people are doing.
I'm certainly not
and
advocating
they walk among
that,
us.
But this is exactly. And we're on a plane this close. And those HEPA filters, I'm pretty sure once they landed, I don't think they're still activated. I stand to be corrected on that. But anyway, it was an unpleasant experience. And the point of it, of this thing, this chat, is that I've been getting quite a few complaints from FlySafair passengers who said that they, you know, with the no, they can't serve food and drink anymore, and without them moving up and down the aisles, they're not patrolling the aisle and they're not checking on people.
Yeah.
People know that, so they just pull it either off or completely or under their noses. And people don't feel comfortable confronting. So what they do, a few of them have been writing to FlySafair because FlySafair has now got 70% of local, of domestic flights. That's huge
it's
number.
Huge,
They've
yeah.
got most of the flights by far. So they don't engage, but when then they get off the flight and they send an email to the airline and say, it's not okay, the cabin attendants aren't enforcing, whatever. And I shared this with the airline, and from this week, yesterday, today, they've introduced very much zero tolerance for it, and we can talk about that.
Cool.
Bit.
More with Wendy Nola and Consumer Watch coming up. And again, just can we use this as a cautionary tale? Guys, we're no better than any other country. The virus here is exactly the same as everywhere else in the world. And they thought they got a hold, they got in control of it, and they're on top of it, and they opened up their economy. They're experiencing a wave that is worse than the worst parts of the first wave. This is the reality of it. United States of America just experienced their 200,000th death. We're looking at 33 million confirmed cases. So we're not even talking about the countries that are not declaring the numbers. It is real. Just do your bit for everyone else. Wear the mask, social distance, and sanitize. More with Wendy Nola when we come back.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.
So here's the deal. We're at the situation where, can you believe we still have to convince all the denialists? When all of this started in February and then our lockdown in late March, you can have a look at the narrative, and it's generally the same group of people pushing the same narrative. First of all, it was a massive global conspiracy by the New World Order. Then it was 5G technology. Then it was encroaching socialism. And then the numbers started showing, oh wait, actually, there is a real, genuine, bona fide pandemic here, which is killing people. Can we do the things that need to be done? And yet, there are people, they walk among us, who cannot do what needs to be done to keep the numbers down so we can eke back some kind of an economy and get back to some semblance of a new normal so that we can have a life. And one of those places where that manifests is on flights. So we went to level one. Now we can fly domestically. We can go see family. We can go see, under the proviso, you wear a mask. And as Wendy experienced firsthand with the passenger right next to her, not even that can
more
be
more than
done.
Once. The first flight I took, everyone around me had nobody had their noses covered.
Yeah.
So it's not rocket science.
Yeah. And so the people whining out there and saying, with the legislation, why do they have to legislate? Why do we have to bring out the military and the police? Because you don't listen. Because you do not do what needs to be done. And so now what happens? What's the airline going to do?
Okay, so I actually got a few complaints, and I sent one from Sue Lovett. She was of Sant, and she's flown about 6 times, Mango and Fly Safair, from Joburg to Cape Town since June 15. She said, you know, she had a problem particularly with Fly Safair. She said passengers wear the mask when embarking. During the flight, they hang them around their necks. Very disrespectful to fellow passengers and illegal, let's not forget. But the crew wasn't doing much about it. She said, I've watched them actually sanitize the hands of someone that came out of the toilet and was wearing a buff around the neck and said nothing. Mm. So anyway, I took it up with Fly Safair and must commend them. They've taken this very seriously. The airline's executive manager and chief marketing officer, Kirby Gordon, said he confirmed that they had been getting complaints in recent weeks about non-compliance. He says, we often get feedback from passengers that crew instruct people to wear the mask, and then as soon as their backs are turned, they pull them back down. Mm. Interestingly, people aren't doing anything confronting themselves. As I said earlier, they feel uncomfortable. They don't want a scene. They don't even say anything to the crew on board. But then when they get to home or to the office, then they send an email to say, you've got it. This is not fair on us.
Well, no one wants a big confrontation.
That's the thing. You don't want to end up being shared on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. You know. Anyway, so from this week, and most of these things have already been implemented in the last day or two.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing. They're going to update their pre-flight SMS that you get to say, masks must be worn throughout your flight today. If you spot someone not wearing a mask, please alert crew. No catering on board, water on request.
Mm.
I would have loved them to say mask over nose, over mouth and nose,
yeah,
because there's just so many people who think the nose don't count.
Yeah.
Droplets emerge from your mouth from your nose when you're breathing.
It's funny, I covered that in grade 6 biology. I kind of got that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So many people
it's not fun wearing a mask, especially if you're a bit anxious.
Of course it's not fun. But you know, it's also not fun dying of coronavirus.
Exactly, but I'm just saying it's not fun for all of us. That's what I said to the man next to me, and he was like, not speaking to you, you are not next to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so a new yellow card, apparently they're not actually yellow, but they have served the purpose, and they will be handed to non-compliant passengers with a whole lot of information on it. A clause has been added to their terms and conditions.
Tell me the attendant comes down with a whistle, gives you a yellow card.
That would be lovely, but I fear, everybody look, he has a yellow card. They've added a clause to their T's and C's saying that if a flight has to be diverted because of the actions of a passenger, such as posing a health and safety risk with mask non-compliance, the airline will hold them liable for those costs, and that actually could be in the region of about 100,000 rand. So there's a bit of a wake-up.
Yeah.
A new pilot announcement does make it clear that proper mask wearing is the law, and cabin attendants are now also saying, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please keep your mask on over your nose and mouth for the duration of our journey today. While the air in our cabin is filtered every 3 minutes using sophisticated air filters, it is essential that you keep your mask on for your very, in this regard, as the national authorities will suspend flight activities again if mask wearing becomes an issue. We urge you to protect our jobs by keeping your mask on today. Thank you.
Because although our Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, has assured us that the wonderful technology eats the virus out of the cabin, once you cough that virus out unmasked,
it's not immediate.
It still goes past humans before it gets into the filter.
Exactly, thank you, Darren.
So again, I think this one I covered in 6th or 7th grade biology, but I mean, there's a lot of people who just were not fans of biology.
No, rather conspiracy theory on Facebook, that's much more credible.
We like those.
Wendy Nola, can you also do this maybe since you like so close to these people and your emails are actually read and they reply, can they fix the speakers on flight?
Can they do that?
I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
because it's quite dry.
Very soft. Very soft. Sometimes they boom and sometimes you can, but I must have been on the flight with my daughter this week. Neither of us. I mean, also that you're ascending the. I'm not into aeronautics, but I mean, those engines are making maximum noise, and we were on the emergency exit, so we didn't hear a word. But yes, okay. That somebody should be monitoring that. Somebody who's not sitting in the cockpit and say we're actually inaudible.
Yeah.
Good one, so, Scar. I'll have a word.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. Cool. We want to fly. We want to fly for business. We want to fly for family. There are so much that we want to do. And we really want to avoid the second wave. Look at the other countries where it's happening. And all it requires is that you have a little bit of material over your nose and over your mouth. Is it so much to ask for? Wendy, with tears in my eyes, is it too much to ask for?
I don't think so. I should add that you can obviously take your mask off to eat and drink.
Yeah.
People are, you're allowed to take your own on board because they're not serving. But don't abuse that. So people, I saw a guy took his mask off before he even took off and started munching his snacks and left it off for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think for me, that's just an excuse
just
to... Yes. So let's be a little bit mindful about that. But that's a bit of a grey area because now people are like, my mask off because I'm drinking.
Any other areas you'd like to complain to? You go to Wendy Nola's Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a mail option there. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.